I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. Just ahead, music from the streets of Marrakesh. But first, let's answer our geo-quiz. We're looking for a national zoo that's got something to celebrate. Five rare white tiger cubs were born there recently. Carolina Ibarra is a veterinarian who's been tending to the new arrivals. Carolina, tell us the name of your zoo, please, and where you are.
Hi, Deb. How are you? Thank you. We are here speaking from National Zoo of Santiago, Chile, and we are very glad because we have now five tigers born. All of them white tigers, three females and two males.
So that's the answer to our geo quiz today, the National Zoo in Santiago, Chile. And when you say white tiger, these are Bengal tigers, is that right?
Bengal tigers, yes.
Where does this species come from originally?
Well, they are from Asia, and it's very rare in nature. They are normally orange tigers, and this is a rare thing that occurs in nature, and they are white. Normally, we have they have three cubs, but never five.
And how do five cubs behave? Are they romping around together? What are they doing?
Yes, they are like kids. They are playing, and they play with each other, and they fight sometimes, but it's very cute. They are very cute.
And are you spending a lot of time with them? Are you getting to know them? Does each of the five...
No, at this moment, they are spending most time with their mother, and she's feeding them, and we just took them out a few days ago so that people can get to know them. So we are just now taking them out.
How big are they at this stage?
They are 6 kilos, so it's like a 3-month baby.
Like a 3-month baby, or roughly double that, 12 pounds or so.
Yes, yes.
Have you named them?
We haven't named them yet. In the past, we have made some contests, you say?
Yeah.
So that children can put them names to our tigers. Now, this time, we still don't know what we're going to do.
What's the mother's name?
The mother's name is Luna. That means moon in Spanish. And the father's name is Pampa. He's from Argentina originally.
Now, you have implanted microchips in these cubs. How does that work and why do you do that?
It's an intradermic chip so that we can identify the cubs. So they get in a register system. And so we know the age of the tigers and what problems could they have in their life, so other zoos can get that information also.
And when you watch the cubs and watch the visitors watching the cubs, what strikes you? What do they watch for?
Well, they like to see how they play with each other, and sometimes we have to get to move the visitors so everyone can watch them because it's too much people, and the tigers only are away from the mother like 1 hour, 2 hours a day, and then they come back to the mother. So it's not a very long time that they are in an exhibition for the visitors.
Carolina, anything really special about these animals in particular? You're a veterinarian. What's it like to work with these animals?
Oh, well, it's... They are so nice animals, and you know that they are vulnerable and in nature, so you try to do your best and to educate people to respect nature.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about them.
You're welcome, Deb.
Carolina Ibarra is a veterinarian at the Chilean National Zoo in Santiago, Chile. Thanks again.
Okay, bye.